Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk about America's educational system.
Boo.
Nobody wants to hear that.
I'm skipping class.
I am here to talk about America's educational system, ladies and gentlemen. Don't change your dial. I'm only going to talk about this. So you know, well, I told you guys I went down to Jamaica Beach with some buddies this weekend.
Yeah.
It was packed. It was crowded. People everywhere. And I'm thinking...
Everybody enjoying the bye week, huh?
And I'm... Well, I thought maybe for a second that. And then I realized something. A lot of kids are on fall break.
That's right.
What is going on in America?
Yeah,
right
I was
now?
Wondering.
What is going on? Fall break?
Because both myself and my mom had flights this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, man, it's a whole bunch of kids on this flight.
Yeah.
And I try not to complain about kids. It's just like... It was kids and parents that were talking a lot.
Yeah.
And it don't matter. I just had in my book or whatever. I was just like, huh, that's interesting. That makes sense. They're on vacation.
They're not even 6 weeks into the school year.
So?
Or barely.
You sound like a hater right now.
I am.
Okay.
I am a hater right now. You know why I sound like one? Because I am. Now, keep in mind, 17-year-old me is very jealous. You know?
That is the genesis of all of
this. Yeah, that's me.
17-year-old me is very jealous. But... You're taking a break in October in school across 713-572-4610. And I think just about every district in Houston area has a break this week or next.
Yeah.
Why did this happen? What do they accomplish?
I wish they had that 10 years ago when I was working at a high school.
Yes.
October was one of the longest months of the school year.
Exactly.
Because it was no breaks at all. It was just... week after week after week, all the way to Thanksgiving.
What do you need a break from? You're just barely getting to know your classmates.
From the A-2 educator here, fall break is, all caps, needed.
Oh, get out of here. Respect.
No, you can't do that.
Respect.
No.
My wife.
You're
going to say respect and then get disrespectful.
No. My wife is a school director. She's got the week off, and I'm jealous of that. But
she's not in the trenches, though.
Yes, she is. Trust me on that. Why? I don't understand a week.
I just wish they had it back when I was in school.
Yes, we all do.
Yeah, because I just remember teachers, we used to all kind of talk. And I remember somebody saying, yeah, we had the long stretch now, man. Because
yes.
October, no, it's the long, first of all, it's 31 days in October.
Look at that education
system. No freaking days off in October.
You take a week in October.
Correct.
Well, at least 2 days for Thanksgiving in a month.
Well, usually three at least.
Yeah, two or three. And then a week for Christmas. Hey, man, when are you going to school?
Well, they have a shorter summer break.
Yeah.
Now, and you just sound like a hater.
Man. I am a hater.
Let them take these days.
Sometimes
bro.
You're a hater because it's justified.
Hey, you just got to spread it out, man. Have some days here and there, brother.
Take a week.
Yeah.
Just give them a Friday off.
I don't even understand why you, because you're not worried about their education right now. That's clear. You're just like, stop letting these kids be out amongst the adults when we doing adult things.
No.
That's what I'm hearing right now.
No.
And of course, I think. Joining the old person group. I think B. Scott has sounded very much like he's excited to become an old person.
Yes.
He said, kids don't go to school no more and it don't make no goddamn sense.
Thank you, B. Scott. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, fair enough. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned this real quick, but I did not delve into it. The Houston Rockets made an announcement of sorts this weekend saying that the Dunkstronaut, the big logo of the astronaut dunking a basketball, is back in addition to those those city jerseys, mm-hmm. the ones with the H-Town script on a nice plain white, you know, with red and blue.
Yeah.
My confession is, I quite like the jerseys.
Which ones?
Those ones, the H-Town script ones.
No, I love those. Yeah.
I hate the Dunk Shot.
I'm with you.
I don't think, like, and I say this as somebody who very much loves the Rockets. I love their identity. I think they've done some good stuff in rebranding and such. I just think the Dunk Shot isn't all that good. Like, I just, it looks like
too much astronaut type feel to it. Like, what's the issue with it?
It looks like a logo from NBA Street. Like, you know what I mean? It looks like a video game create a team logo. It does not feel like, I'd much rather, and I know you can't do the same thing over and over all the damn time. I much prefer the ketchup and mustard. I even, and I know this is going to be the real disagreed upon statement that I make here, I much rather the logo from back with the pinstripes. That joint, the basketball
I
world.
With,
I know. Yeah, yeah. I prefer that one. I just, the Dunk Shot feels, it feels real gimmicky.
It looks
feels
like, a 7 and under league jersey. Like little kids would wear it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just it does not feel befitting and becoming of a National Basketball Association team. And this is why I don't make the decisions, because there's a lot of people that like it. I'm just not one of them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I got to confess, man, I got a lot of random arguments that I refuse to jump in just moving forward because I feel like these arguments get nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's pointless and people dug in. I'm kind of with that with In-N-Out versus Whataburger, man.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I'm kind of done with
your name, Bullock.
No. So he speaking of him, he did, I guess he posted on his Instagram story a picture of In-N-Out Burger. I guess he was in L.A. or Cali or something. He posted a picture of In-N-Out and said, way better than that one place in Texas. That with was the shady. 100 emoji.
That was shady. Yeah. You ain't had to do that like that.
And so shout out to Gary from Houston Stressins. He tweeted that picture. And Kaylin actually responded to the tweet saying, I like Whataburger, just not more than In-N-Out. But my confession is, I'm not arguing with anybody from the state of Texas or from the state of California when it comes to In-N-Out Burger because y'all dug in. Y'all ain't going to switch sides. Y'all ain't going to try to have a regular conversation or a regular debate. Y'all just dug into it, man. And I ain't got time for these type of arguments no more, man. Y'all dug in. People are dug into this.
That's a great point. I think I'll give people... You got to have a reason why, though. Like, you got to have a reason why on your point.
It's never been a reason why.
It's always if you're like, from this, Cali, is, this is just ours.
If you're from Texas or Cali, you never had, like, a reason why. Hey, this is why I feel like this is better. It's just like, oh, it's trash.
Yeah.
Like, either side just be like, oh, it's trash. I'm like, all right, man. I had that conversation with somebody who don't have a dog in the fight.
Yeah.
And just like, hey, yeah, you know, I'm not from Cali or Texas, but I tried both of them, man. I think Whataburger is better because of this. Or it's never that conversation, man. It's just straight up, oh, that's nasty or that's trash.
Yes, you're 100% right.
I'm so done with that conversation,
they're just
man.
Just dug in on from where they are or whatever.
Y'all just repping
is.
Y'all hood that, at this point, man.
Which is fine, you know, respectfully.
It's cool.
On that as well.
I'm just not having that conversation. I'm not going back and forth with people on this.
And this is a fair thing. I think that this is the knock that you give In-N-Out. I think that their quality of products is really, really good. I think that they make sure they use fresh stuff. That really suffers when you get to their fries. the Fries suffering that way.
Totally
also
agree.
I have a hard time personally, and maybe this is just being a Texan, saying that the best burger is a place where I can't get bacon on it. You know what I mean? Like, that one hurts me. That one hurts my spirit.
Yes.
Yeah. My only issue, because I tried In-N-Out before I moved here, before I even knew what Whataburger was. Mm-hmm. I tried it in L.A., and it was really good. It was real good. And then when I got down here, I tried Whataburger, really good too.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until In-N-Out moved to Texas,
mm-hmm.
and I tried it. I was just like, man, this don't hit the same. I wasn't sure if it was, if they changed the ingredients or what, but it didn't hit the same like it did in L.A.
Yeah, I think also because they use fresh ingredients, it's a lot of the In-N-Out quality control is based on where you are, because
yes.
where your fresh mm-hmm. ingredients come from matters. Yeah. Honestly, we don't need to litigate this, as you said. The thing I would like to litigate, hey, Kalen, you didn't need to put that way in there. That was the disrespectful part. Like, you can have your opinion. Don't get disrespectful.
Way better.
How can you go back and say, I like Whataburger, just not as
after
not
you
more.
You said way better.
Yeah. And then you ain't even acknowledged Whataburger. Mm-hmm. You just said that one place in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, man. I know them Whataburger sponsors.
Yeah, it was shady.
At the game.
Thing, right? I'm glad you brought that up. It wasn't just that you were like, this is better than that. You got shady with it. You knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
You knew what you was doing, big
fella. Hey, the next person at the Nets home game, if y'all doing that Whataburger race or whatever that is, you got to put that big old bun on and run and make the sandwich and all that stuff. Just run over to Kalen Bullock. just try to tackle him during
Brother,
the timeout,
that is a great
man.
Way to get thrown in jail. they will throw your ass under the jail. What you mean? You're running at the athletes?
Just get off a track and just run over to him, try to tackle him with
gosh.
The Whataburger costume on.
You are trying to get tackled by security. That's what you're trying to
do. Hey, go do it. Don't tell them I told you.
Oh, that's the first thing they're going to say.
Well, Figgy, let me talk
to you. Or 6'10 said.
It is.
There you go, a little lunchtime confessions with very much heavy on the lunch today here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate y'all rocking with us and appreciate y'all weighing in. And I'm going to be honest, I love you guys getting involved. I usually will try and read it. I'm not reading none of this In-N-Out versus Whataburger stuff. I'm just going to be honest. It's not going to happen here. But appreciate you rocking with us. Coming up next, let's get to our winners and losers of the weekend. And you get involved. 713-572-4610. Who do you believe had a good and a bad weekend in sports and otherwise? We'll talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.